So I'm Derek Hunt. I work with Shabtai at the Agassiz Research Station in Southwest BC. Shabtai had to fly out last night, so I just noticed he changed the title a bit. So I'm familiar with the trials and the data. I'm just not that familiar with his slides yet. So I was going over them last night. So it's we've had this long-term trial that we started back in 1994, and this is our location. This is the manure map of Canada. Shabtai really likes to use this one. So if you're visiting Canada, you can always see where the highest manure applications. We're in this little southwest corner, east of Vancouver, intensive dairy and horticultural area. And there are some really high applications of manure there. So a bit of background. We started a long-term trial in 1994 with dairy's application and fertilizer application to grass stands, which is the typical forage production system for the dairy farmers. And we wanted to look at can we get the manure to perform agronomically as well as the fertilizer does and get the yields, because we're never getting yields out of manure applications. So we came up with a low emissions applicator to apply the manure effectively, evenly, and get results agronomically equal to the fertilizer applications. So over these years, we've shown that the low emission applicators, we've built up soil nitrogen in the manure plots. And we have this legacy N that's there, and we need to understand what happens to this legacy N, and if there's any legacy N from the mineral fertilizer applications over the years, and what happens to it on subsequent crops. The farmers use a corn grass rotation, so they'll grow grass for 7 to 10 years, then terminate that stand and go into corn for several years, and then back into grass again. So this cultivation releases the soil N from the, it releases it from the soil, the microbes, and the plant organic material, and makes it available for subsequent crops. So the to understand the full effect of this legacy N, we feel that it has to be done on long-term trials. So this trial has been going since, I think I mentioned, 1994. So this is the fraction of the N applied as mineral fertilizer or manure from 1996 to 2010 that's accumulated in the grass, in the soil under the grass at this location. So the fertilizer low, which is annually, it's a 200 kilos of N applied in 4 equal applications. Here is not having any residual effect, because we don't see any accumulation of nitrogen. The fertilizer high, we've got good yields on that. So we figure this is mainly coming from plant organic material. The manure low is 400 kilos of total N applied annually. This is also 400 kilograms of total N applied, but it would be 200 as mineral N and 200 as organic N. The manure high has a total annual application, or nominal, our target, of 800 kilos of N per hectare per year, and that would be about 50-50 between mineral N and organic N. And it shows that is building up over the years. So that's the percent of it is about 18% has accumulated in the soil. And we have what we call a farmer practice at the time. They would be alternating between a manure application and a fertilizer application. So they'll usually put on the first application of manure in March, second application fertilizer, another application of manure, and last application fertilizer. So we call it the ALT, manure fertilizer alternating. And this is the low applicator that we're now using. It's a multifaceted machine. We can put down the tines and incorporate, or we can run it above the ground and simulate what would be called a sleigh foot. The first 10 years we used a sleigh foot on this system, and then we've gone with our SSD machine. So, and this shows after 14 years, the soil microbial biomass that is accumulated on those low manure and the high manure plots. So the high manure is the green. The 4 times of the year we've looked at this sampling periods, we are seeing an accumulation, increasing amounts of soil microbial biomass on those high manure treatments compared to the low and compared to the control. So our objective of this trial was to determine the effects of the long-term applications of both the mineral fertilizer and the dairy slurry on the growth and uptake of a subsequent crop upon termination. And that subsequent crop is the corn silage. So as I mentioned historically, this has run since 1994, so we have nutrient applications from 14 to 16 years, because we ran this trial for 3 years. So the first year had 14, the second year 15, and the third year 16 applications, or 16 years. And annually, the fertilizer or manure applied in 4 equal doses. So we have dairy slurry, surface banded with what we call now the trailing shoe. So this is our SSD machine. And it's done to mitigate the ammonia losses. So it's a, we call it a subsurface deposition. That's our acronym for SSD. And we've shown it does significantly reduce the ammonia emissions. So therefore, we're getting more of that ammonia into the soil and used by the crop. And the nominal amounts I mentioned was 400 and 800. So actually, over those years, we've got slurry applications. We measured 381, 735. We've got load cells on all the manure tanks, and we measure them on and off the plots. And of that manure, about 50% of it is ammonia N, and the other is organic N, approximately over the years. The fertilizer rates are the 200 and 400 annually. We've called those fert low and fert high. And I mentioned the alternating treatment here has 381 total over the years and fertilizer. So this a portion of these long-term trials were then sprayed with Roundup in late winter, early spring, and then we plowed them, moldboard plow, and then disc each year. The corn was planted in spring of each year, 2011, 12, and 13. We used corn starter on every plot. Everything got 30 kilos of P per hectare, and we put lime, sulfur, and potassium only on the fertilizer plots as needed according to soil tests. We usually didn't have to lime or definitely not put potassium or sulfur on the manure plots, and it was a randomized complete block design. We also measured extensively soil mineral N and N2O emissions on these series of trials with static chambers, and we're using resin strips to measure like anion and cation resin strips as well, but I don't have this data to present here. So the results after 7 years of nutrient applications on corn yield. So the carryover, so we planted this corn and we didn't apply any N in each of these years. This is the average of the 3 years. What kind of carryover N did we get from the fertilizer compared to the control? The control got nothing, no N source since 1994. And there's really almost no effect in terms of yield. We don't see any, the control and the fertilizers, historical fertilizer treatments are not improving there's no carryover being picked up by the corn crop. The manure low has about just over a 4 ton per hectare increase in yield, and that's what's being released from the historical applications. The alt treatment is a similar, it's like in terms of yield to the low, and it has a higher N application, and it has higher grass yields through the year compared to just a straight, the low manure one. The effect of the high manure is about increased yield over the average over the 3 years, about just under 6.8 tons per year. And the effect of the corn N uptake, so we're getting nothing from the low fertilizer, 3, it's not significant, about 25 from the fertilizer high over the years, so that was significant, it was a bit of a bump, but very small. And the manure low, we have a carryover of a pickup in the corn crop of 44 kilos of N per hectare. And the alt treatment, very similar, 52. And again, this did have a higher application, a higher yield through all of the years of grass harvesting and a higher N application. And then the high corn, the higher corn yield was on the historically high manure application. We're only picking up about 90 kilos above the control. So, and in 17 years of the manure applications, we can measure the accumulations in soil phosphorus. So that manifests itself in slightly higher concentrations of P in the crop, but also because of the higher yield, we're picking up significantly more phosphorus in those manure applications. We haven't applied any phosphorus to any of these plots, no fertilizer that is, so there's a slight rundown over the years of soil phosphorus levels and a slight decrease in phosphorus uptake on the historical fertilizer applications. Another couple treatments that we ran in this long-term trial, we did a staggered application. So in year one, we put on just fertilizer all year. Year two, we had all fertilizer, and then year three and four, it would have manure for the years three and four. at the low and at the high rates. And then we did the same thing with year one, it would get fertilizer, and then years two, three, and four, it would get manure. So these are staggered annual differences in manure and fertilizer compared to the continuous fertilizer and the continuous manure. So we figure we see a slight accumulation. So there is a difference in N uptake, this is above the control, is what's due to called no manure, these two here. So these one, this one received no manure from 2003 to 2006, then starting 2007, it got manure applications, just the same as the one that got annual manure applications all the time. This one here got no manure 2003 to 2005, and then starting 2006, we had applications again. So we're seeing a little bit of a carryover, at least at the high rates, of treatments of manure that were several years past. And we didn't see any of this at the low manure application rates. So then if we look at the percent of the N uptake in the corn crop as coming from the just the previous year's manure application as manure, N application as manure or fertilizer, how much of that do we pick up in the following year with the corn renovation? So with the fertilizers, we're picking up small amounts, 1.6, 6.5. With the manures, we're picking up around 12. And the combination treatment, we're picking up 9. So we're only getting 10, 11%, maximum 12% of the previous year's application. And then if we look at that percentage of the historical over the 17 years, we're picking up less than 1% of that total N application as manure or fertilizer from all those years. So it's essentially very little. So some of the conclusions we got from this is we have a small historical effect of mineral fertilizer on corn yield or the N uptake despite higher grass yields. The corn response to the fertilizer plus the manure alt was the same as manure alone, and despite the fact that the alt treatment had higher total application rates and higher grass yield. Corn yield and N uptake increased with historical manure application treatments, which we know because we can see, we expected that, we can see it in the soil total N contents. And the N uptake relative to the previous year application was only about 5% for the fertilizer, about 10, 11% for the manure, and as I mentioned, less than 1% of all the historical applications. And there was that slight effect of in the high manure application of picking up manure from 5 years back. And other trials have shown that there's only a small residual effect of the manure in the second year after the long-term trials. So we have run trials like this before. We'd do this again a second year, no fertilizer or manure N applied, and there'd be absolutely almost nothing picked up in the second year of corn after this. So these set of trials went back into grass. So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We have time for some couple of questions. Yes?
Thank you for your talk. Did you take all samples during the growing season to look at the nitrate trends?
Yeah, we sampled, you mean during the corn, the subsequent corn? Yeah, we saw sample year-round under the grass, and then when it goes into corn, we saw a sample there too. So we have a full set of samples. For all the N2O measurements, we take soil measurements to 15 centimeters, and then about every month, we'll take soil samples down to the 60 centimeters. So we do have all that data, we just don't have it into this presentation. So we do see higher soil nitrogen under all these historical manure treatments, and we do see higher nitrous oxide emissions coming off on the renovation based on the historical manure treatments.
Any more questions? Oh, thank you.
Okay, thanks.